On the second day of his three-day Accounting to the People tour of the Central Region, President Mahama has been interacting with Christian authorities in the region. Speaking at a breakfast meeting with the Cape Coast Council of Churches, President Mahama said his involvement in politics is directed by God. He therefore charged Christian leaders to use their influence to calm situations before, during, and after the election.
In my philosophy, God makes leaders, and the evidence of my own life attests to this. So I wanted to be a teacher or a lawyer or some other safe profession. Who knows, maybe I would have ended up as a reverend or a priest or something. But God, in his infinite wisdom, kept directing me in the path of politics, you know, whatever I did to try to get out of it. But here I am, and I believe it's his doing that I ended up as the president of Ghana. And so for me, politics is not a matter of life and death. It is a matter of who God chooses to lead, depending on his will. And so if there will be any violence in the elections that are coming up, it will not come from me. And I'll do everything possible as president and commander-in-chief to ensure that we protect the safety of this country. But as ministers of the gospel, I think that when the political temperatures are higher, it is your intervention that helps to calm the waters. And so I encourage you to continue in that role that you have played. That sometimes when us politicians forget ourselves and think we are bigger than this country, you must always remember to cut us down to size and let us know that this country would exist long after we are gone. We've done it 6 times, and I believe that even the 7th time, he'll see us through again without any violence.
President Mahama commended Ghanaians for their patience through the economic difficulties. He described Ghana's economy as a trailblazer in the West African sub-region. He highlighted improvements in certain areas of the economy.
We might not be satisfied with the rate of our economic growth, but I think even in that, we must thank God that we are continuing to make progress as a nation. A lot of things are going for us, but I like the Ghanaian spirit. We are never satisfied. We want to achieve more, which is a good thing because then it's a good driver for economic progress. If you take in many sectors, we lead all our neighbors in West Africa in terms of what we've been able to achieve. In Human Development Index, we lead in all indicators in West Africa. More travel roads, water, access to power, and all. I mean, access to power, we are above 80%. The countries closer to us are at about 50% or less. Access to water, urban, rural, 76% of our people have access to clean drinking water, and that's the highest in West Africa. Life expectancy, 63 years average, which is higher. Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire are just above 50, 55, I think. And so there are many indicators in which we've made quite a lot of progress that we can be proud of. And if we can just continue to believe in ourselves and build on it, I think that Ghana has the possibility of being one of the countries in West Africa to emerge. But like I said, it will continue to depend on your prayers and your intercession to continue to keep God's favor on our nation.
President Mahama added that the current economy is disciplined than before. He said government pays its expenses and salaries from his own revenue without going to the central bank for money.
Normally, the central bank is the banker to government. And by the previous regulations we had, government could borrow up to 10% of the budget value from the central bank. In cases, we could go up to about 20%. But at the end of the year, when you're balancing the books, you must make sure that you don't owe the central bank more than 10% of the value of the budget. This year, in partnership with the IMF, under the extended credit facility, we're doing zero central bank financing. And so it means that government is paying all its expenses from its own revenues. We're not going to the central bank to take money to pay for salaries, to pay for other things. So payments might be late, but at least they are coming from government's own revenues. It means that there's more discipline coming into the economy than has existed before. And so that's a very good thing. If we're able to go through this period, then it means that the economy is on the path towards acceleration. Already the World Bank and all of them, you know, predict that 2017 and onwards is the era of prosperity for Ghana. The World Bank report said it. It says this year our economy will go by 5.3%. In 2017, it's expected to grow above 8%. And in 2018 and above, the growth will be sustained at a very high level.